Or some of these cafes will serve it to you. They kind of copied that from Atlanta sets a pattern in some of these restaurants over here, especially in these. Yeah, you stop at these hotels of any size around here, and they'll serve you good for breakfast if you want them. And pretty good too.
Would you say most Texans don't care anything about grits?
Most of them don't. First time I ever had grits for breakfast was one morning I stopped over in Atlanta, Georgia, and I think I was 30 years old at the time. I never had had grits for breakfast, but I'd heard about it and stopped in a, I think I stopped at the, get the name of the hotel. Henry Grady Hotel, I think, over there in Atlanta, and they brought it out. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I grew up eating grits.
Well, now grits is a supper dish around here. People come near eating that for supper. I don't know why, but people are not too heavy. Not too heavy eaters around here for breakfast.
Well, I know what you mean. Some people in my part of the country will have just about the same thing for breakfast sometimes for supper.
Yeah.
Like scrambled eggs and bacon and grits and all that, biscuits.
Yeah, very same thing. Yeah. Well, usually for breakfast around here, you know, you have bacon and eggs. That's about the old standard here. In fact, is I went and had some bacon and eggs this morning for breakfast. I didn't eat at home. I had to go by the doctor's office and take an x-ray earlier this morning, so I missed out on breakfast at home. And I went down the street and got a breakfast, and the standard breakfast was fried eggs, bacon, and toast, and coffee.
Well, what about this another type of grain that grows in parts of Arkansas and Texas and Louisiana in these flooded fields?
Oh, rice. Yeah, we don't have any of that around here. They grow it around Houston, I think, and Beaumont, down there in those low-lying lands. But it's they try to get out of, I don't know, the weather up here is too cold for it, I think. It goes better down, or it's too cold or too dry or something. I don't know, they don't grow it up here. Same way as sugar cane, they don't grow sugar cane up here, but they do down there.
When we were talking about pancakes, hotcakes a minute ago, you know, the sweet stuff that people pour over it?
And molasses.
You ever heard that called, you think that's molasses?
Some of these niggas call it lashes.
Lashes.
They have a tail on, in some story that niggas tell off on niggas, they say somebody asked a little nigger girl if she'd have some more lashes, and she said, I ain't had no lashes yet, how could I have more lashes?
Is syrup the same thing as molasses?
Yeah. Made out of sorghum cane. Or it could be made out of sugar cane, I reckon. Usually, sorghum cane is what they make it out of around here.
Or, say, you know, some people like to pour syrup or molasses on hot biscuits.
Yeah.
What is something else that you might spread over biscuits, maybe?
Butter.
Butter or the stuff made out of different fruits.
Well,
comes in jars.
Oh, what do you mean? Preserves?
Is that a preserve same thing as jelly?
Preserves? No, not exactly. Preserves, where you use strawberries or pears or peaches. It looks more like the fruit now. You got jelly. Jelly is made out of just plain juice, like apple juice or